Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The stock market's gyrations over the past couple of weeks have meant millions of dollars in losses for Indiana's public pension funds. The Indiana Public Retirement System has about 40% of its $20 billion-plus in assets invested in the stock market. Those assets set aside for pensions for retired teachers, police officers, and other state workers. The International School of Indiana has welcomed teachers from 8 countries. WFYI's Marion Holland has more on their influence.
According to David Garner, the head of the International School of Indiana, roughly half of faculty at the private school are from other countries. Garner says while others are hired from the local area, foreign teachers are an integral part of the students' learning.
We actually celebrate the different, the cultural diversity. We emphasize that in an overall effort to help our children and other members of our community become open-minded, easily able to interact with people from other cultures.
This year's teachers come from places like France, Taiwan, and Spain. Garner says between 20 and 25% of students are also from other countries. He says typically those students attend his school while their parents work temporarily for major companies and universities in the local area. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels is cruising Hoosier highways today on his 7th annual motorcycle ride to benefit the Indiana National Guard Relief Fund. The money makes possible financial grants to soldiers and their families. Right now, 82 degrees for WFYI News.